Mr. Speaker, following his U-turn on payday lending, can I ask the Prime Minister why he's moved in 2 short months from believing that intervening in broken markets is living, and I quote, in a Marxist universe, to believing it is a solemn duty of government?
As I've said, there are some dreadful practices that take place in the payday lending market. There are some very disturbing cases. And frankly, for 13 years, they did absolutely nothing about it. So I'm proud of the fact that we have intervened to regulate this market properly, and we're also going to be putting in place a cap. But let me, Mr. Speaker, be very fair to the Right Honourable Gentleman. I followed very carefully his interview on Desert Island Discs, and I think it's fair to say he's no longer a follower of Marx. He's loving Engels instead.
You'd have thought he'd be spending his time trying to be the Prime Minister, Mr. Speaker. What's surprising is the Chancellor said just a few weeks ago, and I quote, that attempts to fix prices crush endeavour and blunt aspiration. Now, for the avoidance of doubt, can he just reassure us that his U-turn had nothing to do with the prospect of losing a vote in Parliament the following day?
Sorry that Right Honourable Gentleman's had a slight sense of humour failure. I don't think that's a very good start to these exchanges. I've done a little bit of research, Mr. Speaker, and in 3 years he has never asked me a question about payday lending. Not once. Not a single question. I've been asked about all sorts of things. Look, it is right to intervene when markets aren't working and people are getting hurt. That is what we are doing. 13 years they had. They looked at a cap in 2004 and they rejected it. That was when he was working in the Treasury. We've looked at a cap. We've looked at the evidence from Australia, from Florida and elsewhere. It's the right thing to do, and I'm proud that we're doing it.
Mr. Speaker, even by his standards, this is a bit rich. On the 22nd of May 2012, they voted against capping payday lenders. On the 4th of July 2011, they voted against capping payday lenders. And on the 3rd of February 2011, they voted against capping payday lenders. We were for it, they were against it. Clearly he wants to claim this is a principled decision. So can the Prime Minister explain why the government intervening to cap the cost of credit is right, but the government capping energy bills is communism?
I feel like one of those radio hosts where you finally say, and your complaint is, caller, exactly? We are taking action when they didn't take action. We're doing the right thing. He should be standing up and congratulating us. No, he wants to turn to energy. Let me turn specifically to energy. The point is, we don't have control of the international price of gas. So what we need to do is have more competition to get profits down and roll back the costs of regulation to get prices down. That is a proper energy policy. And when it comes, we know his version of intervention. His version of intervention is take money off the co-op and don't ask any questions.
Mr. Speaker, here is the reality. Here is the reality. This is not a minor policy adjustment. It is an intellectual collapse of their position. Because for two months, they've been saying that if you take action to intervene in markets, then it's back to the 70s, it's Marxism. And now they realise they're on the wrong side of public opinion. That is the reality. Now, on energy, he must realise...
Order! We'll get through question time, however long it takes. I appeal to members simply to calm down and think of the electorate whom we are here to serve. Very straightforward. Ed Miliband.
They're shouting because they have no answer, Mr. Speaker. And he must realise the gravity of the situation when there are figures this week showing 31,000 deaths as a result of the cold winter, with around 10,000 as a result of cold homes. So can he explain how are things going to be better this winter than they were last?
Well, what there will be this winter, and this is a vitally important issue, what there will be is the cold weather payments that we have doubled from their previous level. They will be in place. The winter fuel payment will be in place. The warm homes discount that helps 2 million people in our country, that will be in place. The increase in the pension of £5.30 a week last year, that will be in place. Now, look, every excess death in the winter is a tragedy, and there were 31,000 last year. He might care to recall that when he was Energy Secretary, there were 36,500.
Mr. Speaker, I asked him a very specific question, which were how were things going to be better this winter than last? And the reality is the prices are going to be higher this winter than last. For the average household, the British gas bill went up £123 this week. And it was also revealed that the profits of the energy companies are up 75% in the last year alone. Why, under his government, is it acceptable for the British people to pay exorbitant prices to fund exorbitant profits?
What is intellectual incoherence is not to address the fact that there were 36,500 winter deaths when he was standing here as Energy Secretary, and that number was lower last year. What is intellectually incoherent is to promise a price freeze for 20 months' time when you don't control the global price of gas. That is completely incoherent and a total con. And when we're on the collapse of intellectual positions, more borrowing, more spending, more taxing, exactly the things that got us into his mess in the first place, and he remains committed to each and every one.
Mr. Speaker, I'll tell you what's a con. It's saying one thing before the election and then another thing as Prime Minister. Here's what the Honourable Member for Richmond. Here's what the Honourable Member for Richmond said about him. He likes reading out tweets, Mr. Speaker, so maybe he'll listen to this one. If the PM can casually drop something that was so central to his identity, he can drop anything. Hashtag green crap. That is this Prime Minister all over. The truth is that any action he takes on the cost of living crisis is because he's being dragged there kicking and screaming. On the cost of living crisis, he's not the solution, he's the problem. Nobody believes he or his cabinet have any sense of the pressures facing the people of Britain.
I think everyone can see a collapse, recognise a collapse when they see one, and we just saw one right now. Isn't it interesting? The week before the autumn statement, and he can't ask about the economy because it's growing. He can't ask about the deficit because it's falling. He can't ask about the numbers in work because they're rising. People can see that we have a long-term plan to turn our country around. And people can also see him sitting in his room, desperate for bad news to suit his own short-term political interests. Yeah.